To be working.
Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We are back. I never know if the do not disturb is this will come as a shock that this is an issue for me. If the moon is filled in, then I'm on do not disturb. Not if the moon is empty, then I'm not on do not disturb. You know what I'm talking about, Ed? In the upper right corner.
I'm aware of that moon, I also have no idea what the right thing is.
Right. Me either. Welcome back, guys. You're listening to the Baller Lifestyle Podcast, episode number 564. Thank you for joining us. My name is Brian Beckner. We appreciate your patronage. We love all of you. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I actually had a thought. We reached unseasonably warm. It was like 45 degrees today, so I rode outside on my bike.
Yeah.
And my mind sometimes drifts. Oh. Even if I'm listening to a podcast, yeah. I was thinking, how many times, realistically, do you think Woody and Buzz saw Andy masturbating? Like, you know, like...
How old is he? How old is this Andy?
Well,
he grows up.
Third one, he goes off to college.
Oh, but he was jerking it quite a bit then. Yeah.
Like, these toys, they come to life when he leaves, but like... They're just flopping on the shelf, and they had to see some things.
Yeah, what you know? It's always weird when someone has a pet, you know, because like inanimate objects, you're not really so much thinking about. Although, I had a buddy once that told me that had a party at his house, and this was like in high school, and he banged a chick in his parents' bedroom while they were out of town, and he had to turn around all the pictures of Jesus in the bedroom before he got.
I would have liked Jesus to see what his creation has made.
He's into that, dude. He's like, he wants people to be happy.
He made us with it's in pleasure zones.
Yeah. Yes.
He wants this.
Exactly. Him and his dad, who's also him, they made this for us. It had to be a lot of times, Ed. That's a lot, because it's a lot of jerk.
My own high school.
Oh, yeah.
And you know. It would be kind of in the room where if there, like, did he get rid of the toys before he reached masturbating age? I would say no.
Well, if he had them in college, I've only seen the two.
Toy Story 3, he's off to college and they've already been like boxed up. Like the mom is like, I'm collecting things when you go to college, so we have to give these away. That's like the premise.
But yeah.
I assume she just boxed them up as he's leaving for college.
Yeah. Yeah, so like, that's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
So like, you know what? When you leave for college, you're already 5 years deep sick.
That's a lot of tugging. That's a lot of tugging. Because sometimes back then you're going a couple times a day, you know, like 13, 14, 15, you got so much testosterone. You're just jerking it. You're wearing it out. You're getting sore.
Shower sessions.
Yeah.
Even if he has shower sessions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buzz and Woody saw some things.
I was so like, we know that you like to jerk dry, which is psychotic, but I'll be honest, like it's such an event for me and always has been that I need the pornography. I need the lotions, the creams, whatever, the oil. Like it would be so much easier to just be one of those shower jerkers that just gets in there. Done, no cleanup, you're out, you know? But I was never a shower jerker. Yes.
I was never a shower jerker. Yeah. But I would say,
yeah.
I don't know exactly what age, but the numbers just plummeted for me.
Oh, same. Same.
Like, I don't know. Because.
Yeah. In my 40s.
My regular desires haven't changed.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
But the alone time, it's like, eh.
Yeah, it's, you really, the mood... It's kind of like suicide, Ed. it's like a fleeting notion.
Right.
You know, like, so it's like, if I go, oh, that might feel good. Yeah. Right. And I'm like in my spot and no one's around. And then I'm like, okay, I'll do that. But then if I'm like, oh, I'm kind of feeling, maybe I'll do that when I get home. But then I never do. I just never, I've moved on from it. Yeah. I'm totally with you. And I never thought I'd be the guy that I'm like, I almost never jerk off. And it's like, and people are like, okay, buddy. And I'm like, look, I'm not bragging. I never thought I'd be that guy.
I fully admitted that was like a very serious part of my life.
Yes.
And now it's just not.
Same, buddy. I identify with you completely. Okay. Let's talk about some people that died this week.
Just tell us who was dead now. Just tell us who was dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daly has been keeping up on who
dancing.
Just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to
hear. I went and saw this like kind of like, I didn't really know they're technically in the jam band category. They're like Grateful. This band I went and saw the other night and so I didn't really know that before. I wasn't super familiar with the band, but I had wanted to go check them out. So they're called, and they also have an unfortunate name. They're called Aggie. And yeah, I know. But it was a great show. But it was at this venue in LA in Highland Park. And it was like, it's like the venue is you come in downstairs and you go upstairs. And it's like one of those old, like turn of the century ballrooms where it's bitching. Okay. It's like, but it's all wood.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. It's all wood. And at one point I just kind of turned it around and it was because it was like in that jam band category. There's a lot of like, just like white people just like dancing. And I'm like, yeah, doing the overbite and just dancing away. And I'm looking, where's the exit? So I'm like, because we all came in one direction and we're upstairs. I'm like, if I had to get out of here, if this went great white, what would I do? Yeah. And then I realized, I'm like, if this place caught fire, this might be the greatest white people mass casualty event since the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire.
You don't think. You just thought the type of person there doesn't have the wherewithal to get out.
No.
Did you really question just the exits?
Well, mostly the exits and just the pure, there was no melanin in that room that I saw other than the bartender. It was a low melanin event. And then I went to take a leak. They did an intermission. I went to pee during the intermission and there was a queue up for the bathroom, right, Ed? And I go in the bathroom to piss and it's finally my turn and I walk in and there's two stalls and two urinals and nobody's using the urinals and there's like eight guys lined up for the stalls and I'm like, oh, everybody's going in there to do yayo. This is the cocaine line. Like this, everybody's doing bumps.
It's a different time.
Yeah, completely. Yes. Okay, Ed, who died this week?
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I'm glad you added one that was added today. But I have I think he did some Olympic work for NBC. So he is national, but.
Dick Buttons.
Al Troutwig.
Whoa. He does the swimming.
I think he did some of that. But
gymnastics. He does gymnastics.
Yeah. 60. Yeah. My buddy said he remembers him laughing at when like a Russian person missed the pommel horse or some shit. But anyway, he was the Madison Square Garden Network. So he was the Knicks halftime show, Rangers pregame, like for decades until like maybe 5 years ago.
He just died?
68 years old.
He just did the last Olympics. What got
Probably.
Him? That's pretty young.
I don't know.
Cancer?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And like somebody posted like, hey, sorry, my mentor died and had his Twitter and he was like retweeting his son yesterday. So, like, I think it was probably a heart attack.
Oh, that's very sad. Al Troutwig did a great job. Like, look, I get inundated with way too much Olympics or way too much gymnastics during the Olympics. Obviously, I'd rather be watching boxing and wrestling and all that shit. But look, if you got to watch gymnastics, you want to hear Al Troutwig on the call. Like, he does a great job.
RIP. Yeoman's job.
Great.
Yeoman's job.
Yes, that's very sad.
R.I.P. Lynn Marie Stewart. She was Miss Yvonne from Pee-wee's Playhouse and Charlie's mom on it. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, 78. She was great.
Yeah, she was really good. Yeah.
Like, she played that doting mom and Charlie was a degenerate. And she'd be like, well, Charlie, well, he, and she would be talking about getting double penetrated and stuff like that. And they'd be like, in a Christmas episode, she was clearly letting Santa's run a train on him.
Yeah.
So he could get, have presents for him. She's great.
I totally forgot about that. She was very funny.
R.I.P. Eddie Fisher, not Carrie's
dad.
Actor.
Yeah.
Dad.
Yeah.
This is an all-star reliever who played for six teams. And I believe he won the 66 World Series with the Orioles.
R.I.P. Hey, you know who I just saw? I just saw Juan Marichal is still alive. And I, because
he definitely talked about his death.
No, I think that might have been Orlando. It's wait, hold on. Because I was watching a thing and it's like baseball fantasy camp. And it was like saying who would be there. And it was like Juan Marichal. And I'm like, no, he died in 1978.
Right. You might see him die if he's still there.
Yes, exactly. No, he's 87. Born 1937, age 87 years old. Stunned. Stunning that Juan Marichal's still alive.
Was it Cepeda? Was that the one that we're thinking of at the time?
Yes. Yeah. He died a while back. Yeah. We lost him. But we, again, we also thought he was already dead. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So congrats on living longer.
Exactly. For now. Now watch. He'll die in the next couple of weeks because we just talked about him. Sorry, Juan. Sorry, Marichal family. Our bad.
R.I.P. Carl Cochran. Kiss collaborator, 61 years old.
Dead.
He died when he let his 90-year-old mom behind the wheel. She got into the accident that killed him. 90.
This had,
take away the keys. She might as well be hammered. She's 90.
This hat. First of all, you're not allowed to drive when you're 90. There's no. What, how are we allowing? You were just telling me before we went on the air that you have to go in person to renew your license and get your real ID. Which but you're 48. You know, like this is this. This a 90-year-old woman, she should have to renew that every 4 days. We're just letting her just and then also this Carl Cochran. Look, I mean, yes, he collaborated with Gene Simmons, so his decision making was suspect in the first place.
Wonder if he'll be buried in the Kiss coffin. You know,
Yes, full makeup.
No, because there's no way Gene Simmons is going to give him a free.
No, he'd have to pay for it. And his mom would have to buy it because she's outlived him. Who gets, who's, what 60-year-old, 61-year-old, lets his mom, 90-year-old mother drive him?
Take the wheel, Mom.
Wild. That's just so, I don't care how many DUIs you have. You know, you get an Uber. Let's get us an Uber, Mom. Ma, I'll get us an Uber.
Or you just roll the dice. Say, I'm betting I won't get pulled over is a greater chance than you just driving into an intersection.
Because you're 90. Here, Mom, I'll drive, but you blow into the meter thing that won't, this car won't start unless you blow in here. Yeah.
Or you pull a Lucille Bluth and just drive into the banana stand. Like she's, you know, like
martini in hand. Yeah. Come on. That's just crazy. But also, like, you're asking for it. I'm sorry. I'm very sad for you, Carl Cochran, that you bought it by crashing into a tree. But, yeah, you know?
This is kind of like people who die hot air ballooning. Yes. You know, I'm never going to die because my 90-year-old mother drove me to death.
Never. You know, they've been doing a lot of bungee jumping and stuff on the almost every episode now of the Bachelor. There's some kind of bungee jump thing, and there's a thing at the Stratosphere, or as Jay Stu calls it, the Strat in Las Vegas.
I know about the Stratosphere bungee.
Yeah. You go up. Well, they have a thing where you go up and they clip you into a thing, and then they lower you from the top down to the ground in like a thing. And Jay Stu's like, I didn't want to. I thought about doing it. I didn't want to do it because it wasn't dangerous enough. Because Jay Stu's like Evel Knievel over here. He's like, if I don't think I might die.
Knievel.
Yes.
He's giving off Robbie Knievel vibes.
Big time. Rip Carl Cochran. Who else had?
R.I.P. Francesco Rivella. Nutella creator, 97 years old. Where are you at on Nutella?
Fuck it. No. It's what is it? It's hazelnut spread. It's just fucking sugar that people put on like crackers and shit. What is it?
It's like, yeah, hazelnut chocolate type thing. And like, I know people love it and they put in crepes and shit when you're in Europe. Yeah. I think my whole family loves it.
It's
and
so
I,
sweet.
It's too sweet.
Yeah. My daughter used to beg me to buy it for her at the store when she was little. And I would never do it because it's just pure fucking sugar. It's like it's almost has a grit to it too. There's so much sugar in it. Like disgusting. Yeah. Do we need new sugar delivery systems?
We've got plenty.
There's enough. Like, look, RIP, this guy lived to 97 years old. But what did he create? He's like, hey, what if we mash up some hazelnuts? He probably had a farm, Ed, and he's like, look, we got to find a way.
You got too many hazelnuts.
What do we do with all these hazelnuts? Nobody wants them. Nobody's eating my hazelnuts.
Have you eaten hazelnuts in the wild? I don't even know.
No, I don't even know what it looks like.
I know of hazelnut flavoring.
Yes, yeah.
It's like Gary Goleman one time had a routine. He's like, I've never had figs without a Newton.
Yeah.
There's always like a Newton around.
Yeah. Passion fruit, similar. It's just what's a passion fruit? It's just in things. Similarly, they're just passion shoving hazelnuts up our ass.
Bullshit flavor it when is. You get the multi seltzers.
Yes.
And you get passion fruit. I'm like, who's passionate about this fruit?
No one.
Kind of bullshit.
No, yeah. If we were so passionate about it, we would have it not as a flavoring for beverages. You know, like it's what a fucking apple looks like because you eat them all the time.
You know what I had today?
Tell me.
Have one of those weird looking oranges where you can just peel the shit out of it. I saw you post.
A Tangelo.
And then I went to the supermarket right after that.
Yeah.
And it's right when I walked in. I was like, take one of those bad boys.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Now, well, how come they all don't peel like that, Ed?
Yeah.
It's so easy to peel. Like some of them have that film, that sticky film, and you can't peel it off the meat of the orange. And I don't want that.
The right time of year, I like a clementine, the little mini ones.
Yeah.
They peel pretty good. You get like the right thumb in there, and you can just take the whole
right. Yeah, right in the butthole of it. It just comes right apart. But then you eat like six of them.
Some of them, you just got to go soccer mom style.
Yeah, that's the only way. Cut them up. I like a cara cara. Those are the ones that are like pink inside. Those are delicious. I like things that are pink inside. Yeah, or the blood. I like a blood. I like a blood red orange. Those are good too. But look, what are all these fucking scientists doing? They're like, cancer, shit like that. Like, let's get to the important shit and figure out how to make these oranges easier to eat because I want them all like the Tangelo where it's got a tab on the top. It's like, and it falls apart. Yes, it's tabbed. It's ready to go. And the orange inside, delicious, Ed. How good was it?
Oh, yeah.
So good.
It's flavorful.
Yeah, I know. I wish I had some more. That was the last one I had when I made that video. Okay.
Now, this next one, I could have sworn we talked about him recently. Maybe we talked about it. I don't know. Irv Gotti. I saw the headline just yesterday. Irv Gotti, rapper, rap mogul, 54 years old, and his brother, tells the story.
Yeah.
He was a diabetic who had a massive stroke while eating Chinese food. And he, gave those details. And he's like, and my brother... And my brother ignored the doctors. He was diagnosed in his 40s and he just kept it on going.
You know, that's the same story as the legendary Fife Dog who was a diabetic.
For a long time. It was known he was a diabetic.
Yeah. And he just loved candy. He just couldn't stop with the candy and the sugar. Now, I don't know.
Maybe Bismarcky too.
I think you're right. I think also Bismarcky. Now, I don't know Irv Gotti. I don't really know anything about him, but I do know that 50 Cent was in just complete bliss, just living in ecstasy over the fact, because it took Irv Gotti a while to die. I think he slipped into a coma.
Maybe we talked about that there was a coma situation. I don't know, but...
And they had beef, and 50 Cent on his Instagram was just delighted that Irv Gotti was dying slowly. It was just so fun for him.
A very respectful, nice dude.
I don't know. He did. I think Irv Gotti had something to do with the time 50 Cent got shot 9 times or something. I don't know. They had some old school beef. Look, I want no part of it. I'm not involved. Yeah. You know, not my thing. R.I.P. Irv Gotti, whoever you were.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
And then finally today, word came out. We lost Roberta Flack, 88 years old.
Legend.
Yeah.
The Killing Me Softly.
Killing Me Softly. Yeah. And there was another one, big one.
wasn't that, the night
me softly with the it number
wasn't the lights went out in Georgia. That's Gladys Knight, right?
No.
Yeah.
Midnight Train to Georgia.
Midnight, that's what I meant. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. RIP Roberta Flack. She was a legend. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see.
They're as sparkly as can be.
A mighty joy on DVD.
And I have to tell you something. We can edit this out, okay? I might have to edit this out, but this is going to be funny. My buddy Darb in the OC is a golf correspondent on this show. Occasionally he'll call in and he'll be like, "Hey, it's the golf correspondent." He's like, "I heard Telly say something about golf on Twitter," and that's like his update. But he has called in the show before. He does a thing, and this is so delightful to me. We have another buddy whose name might be mentioned in this video. I don't know, but I'm not going to say it because we have another buddy that's a bit of an agoraphobe, a shut-in, if you will. He rarely leaves his home. And so almost every day, pretty much every day, Darby the OC drives by his house and updates me on the location of his car to see if he's left the house recently.
Oh, wow.
And so he's like, let's see. Yesterday it was in ninth position because he parks on the street, right? And but we happen to know that tomorrow is his street sweeping day, Ed. So he has to move the car before 10 a.m. tomorrow. So I played the music for the sports song, I look down at my phone and I see that I have a video from Darby the OC. Let's play. I'm going to play it. Let's see what he says. And hopefully he doesn't say anything embarrassing. If he does, I'll have to cut this part out. This is the great Darby the OC. He's always listening to Stern.
Happy Monday. What are we going to find here? What do you think?
Yep. See? Also, he builds it up. He starts down
it's
the street.
Move. It's Monday, right? I mean, he goes somewhere. Yeah.
Stern's kind of ruining the audio.
I like regular radio.
Not far, but definitely move. He's standing under that tree there, and now he's in the fourth spot. No chance it moves tomorrow.
What? Yeah, it's tomorrow street sweeping. Four spots.
Anyway, buddy, enjoy Mammothson.
Okay, buddy. Thanks. Love you, too. Four spot, Ed. Yeah, so he's moved, because yesterday he was in the 10 spot. Now he's moved all the way up to the four spot, but Darby the OC seems to forget that tomorrow is street sweeping day. Wait, it's the second and fourth Tuesday. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's the fourth Tuesday. So he's got to move that car by tomorrow. We'll see what happens. Ed, what's going on in the world of sports?
Expose. Steve Smith was accused of having the Panthers and Ravens receiver was accused of having an affair with a member of the Baltimore Ravens marching band.
Yeah.
The cucked husband.
Yeah. Well, was it Montoya?
It might have been. He posted a video of him calling.
It's great.
He showed, and I looked, and all these links, it must have been deleted.
Oh, no, it was so good. I was going to play it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's on that. I couldn't find it, but he posted, like, the series of texts between Steve Smith and his wife, and it's, like, the, like, really, like, embarrassing, dirty shit that like people who are just started fucking it
look,
are doing.
Look. As someone who's had this information about him exposed in his life, it's kind of embarrassing. But also to me, it's like more embarrassing to the other people that are reading this kind of stuff. Like, it's fine for me.
Well, my face. So then he calls Steve Smith.
Yeah.
And Steve Smith's like answers, and he's like, "Hey, you're fucking my wife," or something like that. And Steve Smith's like, "Sorry, man." And then it's just silence for a while.
Yeah.
And he's like, That's all you have to say? And then that's it. Like, he hangs up.
I really wish, because I wanted to play this so bad. It's so good because Steve Smith is one of these tough guys. He's a bully.
Right.
You know? And because he's 5'7".
He's suckered punched a couple teammates over the years. He's a dickhead.
He's a dickhead. He's a really good player. He was really fast, and he could do it all. And I think he's a Hall of Famer. If he's not, he probably might be.
Yeah, he's on the verge.
Yeah,
not, but
but dickhead. He comes off as this fucking Mr. Tough guy, and he's in everybody's face. And this guy calls him up, and he's like, "Hey," he's like, "What's up with this? I know you've been fucking my wife. What do you got to say for yourself?" And he's like,
"Oh, no.
I'm sorry." And then
that's it.
The only thing he says the whole time. And the guys, you could tell he probably knows he's being recorded because he's like, "Come on, Steve Smith. What do you guys say for yourself? You ain't a man. You ain't a man. You a bitch. You're just being a bitch." And he's like totally calling him out. And you figure, oh, Steve Smith's not going to take that. And he just sits there in silence for a long time. And I'm like, why does he just hang up? And eventually he does hang up. But for a long time. Yeah, it was way too long. Hold on, let's see what the details are here.
But my favorite detail of all of this.
Oh, yeah, yes.
He tags a whole bunch of accounts on Twitter to just get the word out. And he tagged Yeti Coolers, TaylorMade Golf, Antonio Brown, and Shady Rays. I don't even know Shady Rays.
I think those are sunglasses.
Oh.
Yeah. But is he, does he have
the Yeti cooler, like social media manager, like gets to work like, what the fuck?
Now, does he have deals with them? Are they in business with Steve Smith?
Maybe.
Like there's a Steve Smith signature Yeti cooler, maybe?
Does anyone care that much about Steve Smith?
No, that's impossible. So, my wife works for the Marching Ravens. She met Steve Smith Sr. at work. Steve Smith has been fucking my wife. I got receipts. I got a lot more, homie. I mean, it's funny, you know? Like, look, you just got to own it, buddy. Steve Smith Sr. fucked my wife. Yeti Coolers. Oh, that's somebody else's tweet. Yeti Coolers needs to know. Yeah, I would like to. I want to see more of what comes of this. But if you guys can find the audio, if it's
fun
hosted anywhere, it is well worth checking out. Ed, what else is going on in sports?
Our pal Chiefsaholic has company.
Great guy.
Atlanta Falcons superfan Bird Lady faces criminal charges after fizzled tailgates. So I think she was like organizing big Falcons fan tailgates and charging money and then just providing nothing. She firefested a bunch of Falcons.
Yeah. Well, I mean, imagine Darth Vader is like, yo, I'm throwing a party. Venmo me $150 and you can come. A fool and his money, Ed.
Right.
Like you
Franklin warned us.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Bird Lady invites you to a thing. Like, first of all, why you want to go to Bird Lady's thing? Like,
yeah, you want to be hanging out with this lady wearing feathers?
Yeah.
No.
It's this whole like super fan like culture.
Ragnar.
Yeah. Ed, in this Chiefsaholic documentary, the rest of the superfans, they looked up to him like he was their fucking... They couldn't believe that he was being persecuted in this way just for robbing a few banks. He was such a great guy. They never even saw him outside of the wolf costume, Ed. They didn't know his name.
How good of a guy could he be?
Right.
And they're tweeting each other and they're like... Can you believe? Are they talking about our guys, Chiefsaholic?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Savior. Carolyn Birdlady Freeman sat in her familiar season ticket perch at November 3rd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Also, like, when you're a super fan, you got to go to, like, your buddy, Fireman Ed.
Fireman Ed.
You're required to go to every game. So that means when the Falcons are playing the Panthers, you got to go to it in your Bird Lady costume. Like, that's...
The thing I always think about when I see face painters and people like that is if they lose, to just be on your way home wearing feathers and face paint. It's sad if you win still because it's pretty sad. But if you lose, you went through all that. And you're like...
Spike shoulder pads, the mohawk.
Yeah.
You know? It's
And then, and when like they pan to the crowd, like those tough guys, I'm like, the tough guys wearing costumes and like spiked shoulder pads. They're not type
that got up early and painted their faces. They're like, oh, headed to the game. Where's my makeup? Now look. Our guys, Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope, they got to put their makeup on, but that's they're leading a culture.
Whole movement.
Yes,
a whole movement.
Exactly. Like that's a whole different thing. They're on their own level.
And they never go home losers because they're already winning.
Exactly.
Their team never loses.
That's exactly.
Juggalos always win.
They always win because they're family, Ed. They're family and they're eating dirt snow. They're dodging pandemics with dirt snow.
And they're recovering from broken limbs sometimes.
During the second quarter, stadium security motioned for her to exit her third row seat in section 116. Well, they're doxing her.
Imagine if you have a fourth row seat.
Yeah.
Bird lady with feathers in front of you.
Yeah, I told you about that lady at the Charger game that used to sit next to me that would throw every time they made a fucking field goal, she would douse the whole section in confetti. It'd get in your fucking hot dog and shit, Ed. And nobody did
shit.
Yeah, nobody did shit to stop her.
No, not Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor, yes.
Yeah, with the confetti.
Confirmed bachelor, that Rip Taylor, who just show up on.
He made it into Jackass 1 or 2.
Like, how is it that this is the 70s and 80s were great, Ed? You didn't have to have an act. You didn't have to do anything. You were just a game show personality. And you'd come on and you'd be like, ha, and just be a super queer throwing confetti. And it's like, oh, my God, Rip Taylor's here. And it was like so exciting.
I wonder if he's the right woman yet.
Like, at least the hero, Paul Lynde, he had an act. Like, he was a comic, you know? But
he was Herman Munster's doctor. He did stuff.
Right.
Remember his glasses would crack every time he checked him out?
He was also...
He'd put the stethoscope to him.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't hear anything, and then his glasses would crack.
Yeah. He was also Elizabeth Montgomery's uncle.
Right.
Yeah, he was great. Rip Taylor, he was just around, you know? Good for him.
He's a confetti guy.
Yes. What else, Ed?
If FBI details how selfies helped nab Chilean gang members allegedly targeting pro athletes.
So, selfies. So, Ed, we get we've talked here about the Nextdoor app here.
Mm-hmm.
And you have it too, but so... I mean, you should get on it so we know the big stories of Hoboken, what's happening in Hoboken, because here...
It's racist.
Yeah,
like
it's
Facebook.
It's illegal aliens.
Facebook is racist Facebook.
Yeah.
I know what...
It's similar, but it's like your neighborhood. So here it's coyotes are going to eat your children. Coyote alert. Watch out for a coyote. Coyote is the most skittish animal on the planet, Ed. They just look at you and then they immediately jump into a bush and disappear. A coyote will never bother you in your life. Everyone's freaked out about coyotes. There's coyotes, of course, I bet you this is on yours too, Ed, because I know this is a problem in Manhattan. E-bikes.
E-bikes are the worst.
Yes.
I was actually debating with friends, is it worse in Hoboken or Manhattan?
Yeah.
But Hoboken is, I don't know, half young... young urban professionals, and everyone just orders from the pandemic on.
Yeah,
every corner in town has like three delivery bike guys ready to take your shit everywhere. They don't observe one way streets. They go it's fucking everywhere. It's crazy.
That's kind of nice though, because I mean, you live in a food mecca, and I mean you could Indian food, pizza, hoagies, Chinese, like you got it all.
Oh, there. What you're saying? Oh, you described all those things?
Yeah.
I can go to six different of all of those things, but within like a quarter mile of my place. Like,
yeah.
I don't order and...
Right, you don't need it delivered.
Because I don't get... Everyone just orders delivery. It's like, you could walk like seven blocks and get everything you just described.
Yeah, see, I would do that too. I don't... Like, it's not worth it to me, unless I'm, like, super hungover, which has not happened in a long time. I can't justify the extra $35 in fees that they put on top of your food. Not that I'm so cheap, but it's just like when I could just go and get the thing, I'll just go get the thing and pay for it because it's not worth it to me to pay the extra. But I mean, just being able to walk and just get delicious food because where I live, I live in a suburban nightmare. Ed. There's nothing. It's a food desert. It's a wasteland of food around here. It's disgusting. Hold on. The Chilean gangs. So next door, that's the other thing. So, e-bikes, coyotes. And the other thing is that everyone's houses are getting robbed by Chilean gangs. And that's how they lead
into. To know there are that many Chileans?
I don't think there are. It's kind of bullshit. I think it's just, this is like Rod Stewart getting his stomach pumped. You know, it's just, which by the way, I watched Tom Green, after I watched the Tom Green documentary, I watched Tom Green's comedy special.
I saw the ad for that. I have not watched it.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but he does a bit. Apparently, Rod Stewart getting his stomach pumped made it across the border to Canada because he does his special in Ottawa where he's from. And he goes, yeah, I remember in elementary school or junior high, because he's a little bit older than us, people talking about a certain celebrity getting 10 kilos of jism pumped out of his stomach. And he asked the crowd, he goes, do you know who it was? And they all go, Rod Stewart.
And pre-internet.
Yes.
Pre-internet. Everyone.
Pre-internet.
Someone had an older brother, they let you know.
Yes. So Chilean gangs, I feel like it's Chilean gangs. No, it's like it could be, it's just right. Regular ass gang. It's just house robbers, you know? It's probably white dudes.
Yeah.
But apparently this was Chilean gangs. According to the FBI, burglars who recently targeted famous athletes such as Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Joe Burra. I heard that Joe Burra, you know, he had that girlfriend, Olivia, that was like his high school girlfriend. And then when his house got robbed, some other Olivia was there watching his house. And apparently he no longer has the original fiance. Bounced from city to city using cars they rented with fake IDs. They ditched the cars as needed, along with the burner phones they used to coordinate with one another. They would hide in woods. See, this is what they're supposedly doing here. Maybe it is real, Ed. They would hide in woods while monitoring the patterns of
coyotes.
With the coyotes, security guards. Then break into the homes of wealthy athletes by breaking small windows or prying open sliding doors. Yeah, maybe it is Chilean gangs. I did watch one of those documentaries about the Bling Ring, Ed.
I watched the movie version of that.
Yeah, yeah. They would just show up. They would like check the social media. They would figure out and they're like, oh, this is where Paris Hilton lives. And they're like, but she's at Sundance. So let's go to her house. And they would just go to her house and literally like just try the door and it would be unlocked. And then they go inside and do all her cocaine. You gotta have some kind of, safety precautions. If you're a celebrity, people will look for where you live.
Well, that's unfortunately RIP Sean Taylor. That's what happened.
Yeah.
It was his sister's boyfriend and his buddies. And they're like, oh, the Redskins are at the Bills this weekend or whatever. We'll go to his house. I've been there. He's got tons of shit we can steal. Sad. He had a knee injury.
Yeah.
He was back home in Miami. They broke in while he was there and they shot him.
Ah, that is so sad. That is such a sad story. I never knew that. Very sad. What else is going on, Ed?
LeVar Ball had his foot amputated. Big baller brand.
Do you think he had the shoe on?
Do you think there was not even an emergency? They just saw that and the doctor's like, I got to take this. You don't have time for laces.
The shoe has got to go.
Ruined his son, Lonzo's career.
He hasn't played in 3 seasons because of the baller brand shoes.
Yeah, I'm glad. I don't know what it was. Maybe just Lonzo's injuries. People just got tired of it. But like that rookie year when he was in LA, we just kept hearing about LeVar Ball and he just kept commenting on shit. He had no idea what he was talking about.
I know. Yes. And also he was fleecing his kids. First that Lonzo got like a medium big contract and this is before guys were really getting paid. And, you know, and here's this LeVar, and he's driving like multiple Rolls Royces and Lamborghinis and shit. And yet he still had that one yellow tooth right in the front. Like, how is that not the first thing that you get dealt with? Like,
we've talked about Tiger many times. How many years did it take him to get rid of that?
Years. He's a billionaire, and he got a dead tooth, and it's not like on the sides. It's underneath. It's a fucking incisor, Ed.
Yeah.
The presenters, the money makers, and this guy's doing commercials, and he's got a gray ass tooth right in the front. Do you think that LeVar Ball, and look, I don't want to see the guy. Do you think he's got one fewer foot, but he's still got that yellow ass tooth in the front? I think he does.
Oh, he definitely does.
That's crazy. R.I.P.
He's Colonel Tom Parkering his son.
Yeah, he really is. Because what's going on with Melo?
LaMelo, he's good, but also has like missed dozens of games each year.
Yeah.
I don't think he's wearing the shoes. Yeah. The other thing is there was this third son who was like a prospect.
Yeah.
And he's now like a successful rapper.
He's a rapper. And I believe he was also linked to some transsexual porno people as well.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's living his best life, this Jello. I saw he's performing at like big festivals. Jello Ball, LaMelo, Lonzo, and Jello.
He performed right before the Lions Commanders playoff game. They were like all
on the field?
Like it was like to hype up the crowd or maybe it was halftime or something.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, good for them. Was like that big of a deal that they're putting him on NFL playoff.
Yeah,
you know, side show.
Look, LeVar, while not getting his tooth fixed, is doing something right. He's got three successful, you know, high earning kids. Yes, exactly. Yeah, don't question their methods, Ed.
Only 5 kilos.
Let's do some emails, voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His faults are useless, shit.
He's hanging out in ditch. He's running.
Okay, couple of quick voicemails here.
Ed, Brian, what's going on?
It's Guru Stu.
Son is driving right now.
Is Guru Stu in? Is he in the trunk of a vehicle? Is he being held for ransom?
He just chewed his way out of like a.
He's got the. Remember back at like the A-Team. The A-Team would get caught like by the bad land developer, and then they would get like Face Man would be being held hostage, and they would put instead of just.
They just have like a gag.
Yeah. Is it because Dirk Benedict was so beautiful? They're like, hey, we can't cover up his face. Let's pretend you can't talk with something. Look, I can talk to front. I got to hear my mouth right here. You can hear me.
VA. It's like, you know, you're not muffling him that much. Yeah. He can still say VA.
Yes. Like Stu might have that going on right now. Love this guy, Stu, though. I haven't heard from this guy in forever, by the way.
He's been a little active. He's reached out a little bit on social media.
You know what? Chatting. You know what Stu does that's great and that some of you other shiftless layabouts could learn from is that every week when I share the podcast on YouTube via our YouTube channel, the Baller Lifestyle Podcast on YouTube, click the link in the show notes. Guru Stu goes there every week and he leaves several comments. And that's so good. That's so beneficial for us as a show. We're up to like 4,000 and something subscribers there. So we must be doing something right. And Stu's a big help there. So good for you, Stu.
Something I wanted to call about is
the movie Shooter.
You know, when you see baby on board signs on people's cars.
Oh, this is,
I just saw one that said, you know, keep your distance. Like,
he's really going Manuel territory.
That's not my kid. That's not my responsibility.
Yeah. Oh, so
it's your responsibility to look out for your kid, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to crash into you because of self-preservation. It has very little, if anything, to do with you.
Yep. Stu, sorry, buddy. I don't think anybody can hear that. I agree with you, though.
I've never driven more carefully because I see the car. Like,
dude, and drive.
I don't try to hit any cars. Like, I try to make it through life without accidents. So the baby doesn't make it like, oh, wait a second.
I was considering
not crash into this person.
Yeah, I was considering running you into a ditch. But then I saw that yellow sign in your car. What's weird is those were big in the 80s and then they went away and now they're back.
I know. I was thinking that too.
Yeah.
And I saw a post today. Somebody was like, what is he? Secretary of Defense, to Patel, the new guy.
And he's Cash
like,
Patel.
Cash Patel. And somebody goes, that's the look of a guy that nobody's going to mess with. And somebody goes, yeah, because normally I always mess with Secretary of Defense. Like, poor. What? Nobody messes with what?
That's pretty funny. sorry, Stu, the quality just wasn't that good. It's so good to hear from you, though, buddy. We love you.
Great hearing from
you. Here's another one.
Ballers Hayes.
No, Ballers 6. Co-host of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast after show every Friday night on YouTube.
Did I miss a bonus prize? Oh. I feel like I might have missed one.
I did a bonus prize.
A running tally, the number of days, and I might have missed somewhere in there. So just let me know. Okay.
Okay.
And Ed, hey, I just learned that the Maryland team, basketball team,
the Terps,
has the Crab Five.
The Crab Five.
Oh, no. Ed, so, come on.
That's
They're
cool.
Awesome.
Anyway, love to have you guys on the after show Fridays. Come on, join us. Love it.
Because I would love to come on. I'll come on anytime, except this week I'm going to be in Mammoth. The crab, because they eat a lot of blue crabs there in Maryland.
Well, Maryland is a big crab, but the thing is they're like pretty good. They're ranked 16th right now.
Yeah.
But their starting five scores 92% of their points.
Good.
And so instead of the Fab Five, they do the Crab Five. Crab. But like,
I like it. Yeah, no, I like it. No, that's very original. I like it. Oh, here's look, it's the other half of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast after show hosts. Super Lee.
Super Lee.
Hey guys, Super Lee here. Just want to say sorry to hear about the passing of Scott Sauerbeck. I know you guys will talk about him. Great grid guy. I know that matters to like me, Ed Daly, Travis Rogers.
Ed, you still doing the grid? You're doing grids? You're a long time holdout in Wordle. You still doing Wordle?
I still do Wordle.
No, you don't.
Yes.
You're doing it 5 years after anybody was doing it. That was a pandemic game, Ed.
I know. I only have one person that I play with. I check every couple of days.
Wordle.
The great social media account Used Wigs.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I know Used Wigs. He's a Wordle man.
We've been playing ongoing for ever, and it's just like that. It's just something I check my phone every couple of days.
That's
He just hit me with a zoo just before the show.
And you're still doing the grid.
No,
the Everlasting Grid?
I liked the grid for like a month or two. And then I would say I've done it three times a year since.
Yeah, that's the right amount. Scott Sauerbeck.
I did it a few months ago.
I've never done it.
Just wanted to pay my respects.
Yeah.
And then also G-Fish.
G-Fish.
You want to do a pre-show. I think that's great, but isn't the current podcast, the one I'm calling into right now, really just a pre-show or the after-show?
Oh,
that's what Drew Beanick says anyways, and we all know he's right about a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, hey, keep calling in, man. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Call into the Baller Lifestyle Podcast after-show. Great show. Happy to do. Yeah. You'll hear me on there soon. Okay, couple emails. Ballers, My son has been playing youth basketball since November. That's so long, Ed. The next three weekends, the games are at 3 to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. He's the leading scorer on the team, but I might just tell him the season's canceled. That is from Greg in Indianapolis. It's a big commitment. Greg, yeah.
I will tell you, first of all,
yeah,
I coached basketball for many years.
Yeah.
But the happiest I am, my son who played travel soccer for all these years and now he's a freshman in high school.
That is so much, Ed.
The travel soccer in the fall was always Saturday afternoon, right in the middle of college football. And I sacrifice or I would avoid my phone and record a game. The amount of games I like recorded to get home to watch because it was a big college football game. My falls for so many years, it's so nice once you're out of that mode and not watching youth sports that you don't care about on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's a real release to be relieved of that. Greg, we support you. Yeah. Here's another one. Hi, Brian and Ed. The MLB season is only a month away. I was pretty excited about the upcoming season. Like many other fans, I was planning on keeping track of the Major League Baseball paternity list for selfish players. However, I discovered some information that put my ultimate goal of full consistency in a tailspin. As you know, my Twitter follow has some very wise comments regarding paternity leave for pro athletes. However, the MLB team that was the most selfish last year were the Dodgers, and they won the World Series. As you can imagine, I am very confused. Thanks, G-Fish. Yeah, Jay Stu is really, and he's always, and I'm not going to call him, he's always like, I'm happy to defend my position on paternity. Like, they have no sense. The players are selfish. They should only have children in the off season.
Miracle of life.
Yeah, did we talk about this with him? Because I don't want him to explain it.
But we've talked about him talking about this, but
it's a job.
I can tell you, it's a job.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you cannot guarantee of when a pregnancy happens. You cannot.
You can't. This the Iron
Unless
Man.
You're saying like be celibate or only have sex in a 3-month window.
Yeah. Only.
Otherwise, you got to wrap it up. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Only bust nuts in like November. I think like November is like no wait.
No.
You'd have to bang. What's 9 months? Because you can only have a kid like in January.
December, January. But it could interfere with the World Series. So really, February is your only month. February and early March.
Yeah. It's crazy. Well, that's spring training. You can't have a baby during spring training. You can't have it in November because the World Series goes into November sometimes. So you can have it in December or January. But pitchers and catchers have reported, Ed. It's February.
Right.
So you have basically like 10 weeks that all major league built children can be born during. So then the whole team can only bust nuts during the same whenever that is.
Otherwise, you're not a real team player.
Yeah, which would be during the season because the season is basically the whole year. So the season's like nine months.
You're on some long road trips.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tough to plan.
Yeah. No. Yes. Okay, let's talk about some things that are not actually sports, Ed.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Oh. Ed. What is going on in the world of things that are non-fact sports?
Well, in a follow-up to a story we just did, Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria, defended herself against fake Spanish accent accusations. She said, that makes me normal. Totally normal.
I mean,
she switched for someone who switches between Spanish and English because why wouldn't a white girl from Boston switch in America, just switch back and forth.
Hillary Thomas. She used to go to Mallorca because her dad was a lawyer. Right. And so she gets to code switch between, and look, also here's the thing she doesn't acknowledge. When is she ever white? Because she's only the Latina version of herself. She's only her adopted. She only is code switches into the Latina character that she does, Hilaria. She's never Hillary.
Those 17 kids.
So many kids.
Some of them are old enough that they, like, do they think that they have a Spanish mom?
Like, their names are all like Alfonso and Javier. Yeah. And like, it's like,
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. I mean, just look, and I'm looking at her, Ed, and like, she's so banging. Like, she's pretty attractive.
I get it.
You know, and
even after the dozen kids.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she keeps it tight. She teaches yoga. Oh, look, there's a picture of them. One, two. And I believe they had like a
matching pajamas picture.
I think one was like stillborn or something. They've lost one. So they have, no, they're all in tuxedos here. One, two, three, four. They have six that I see here. Wait, one, two, three, four, five, six. And they're all roughly the same age. Like, she just shot them all out. Real quick. Oh, yeah. Here's the one in pajamas. Yeah. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, yeah. Seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. At seven. You know who's got that rude, thoughtless little pig? Ireland Baldwin. I mean,
that's wrong with Bieber?
No, that's her. Her cousin. What's the cousin's name? Something Baldwin?
Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah, no, Stephen yeah. Baldwin. Yeah, the uncle. Baldwin. Yes, yeah. What's her name? Ashley? No. Justin? Haley. Haley Bieber. I mean, look, Hilaria came on and then that cut her inheritance in half, right? Like, at least, maybe more. Then Hilaria comes on. Yeah, and then
all the kids.
Yeah, Hilaria
dropped long division.
Yeah, dropped seven. So now instead of one of one, this Ireland was one of one. Now she's one of nine. She's going to get at best one ninth, because a lot of times these guys die, they leave it all to the wife. Maybe she's got a trust, you know, established in her childhood, like early childhood.
Certainly the deal made with Kim.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
She got something.
Set her up. But no, it's not everything. Could have had it all.
Yeah. There's long division now to find
it. It is. You're
long division. You're
going out decimal places.
We cross that out, make that a two. Like, you're doing all kinds of numbers. Nah.
Of course, she deleted the video, so we can't play it. There have been some questions about where I am born. I am born in Boston.
Cucumber? What was the word she didn't know last week? It was like crazy.
Cebolla. She couldn't say onion. She's like, how you say? And the guy's like, onion. And then she just keeps saying cebolla the whole time. Yeah.
She's so crazy.
As for her accent, she said, I am that person. If I've been speaking a lot of Spanish, I tend to mix them. Or if I'm speaking a lot of English, I mix that. What does that mean?
You know what she's saying? She's like, when Mark Wahlberg goes back to Boston and he slips into the old accent. Oh, that's what she's saying. Yeah. Except there's no old accent.
Yeah.
You never were that accent.
No. Yeah.
And I keep bringing this up, but you know, we haven't done it in a few years, but like, we've spent some time in London.
Yeah.
That would be like if my sons just in their 20s were like, pip, pip.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly the same thing.
It's like, well, my dad, you know, my mom and dad took me to London for 2 months. Yeah. Hey, go. Oi.
It's a pisser, isn't it? She's insane. She just is. And we say it a million times. Looks like she's gotten some implants. Look, she's very dynamic sexually. That's all there is to it. Like, there's no other explanation for why you put up with this than sexual dynamism. It's just, I just can't think of another reason. It's not like she's so caring. Like, all she does is make him have more kids. Like, what could she possibly provide that would make him put up with this insanity? It's sexual dynamism is the only answer.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's stay on the subject of sexual dynamism, because Bonnie Blue, someone we just discussed.
We did. Yeah.
woman, the British woman who participated in a 1,057 man gangbang, she's pregnant. People say now, remember, birth control pills is 99.9% effective. Do the math. You let 1,057 guys let it go.
Yeah, convicts. Yeah. Yeah.
On average, one of them is getting through.
Yeah. Cause what's it do? It hormonally, it builds like a mucus over the cervix that prevents sperm. But if you're getting a Luftwaffe of sperm coming in there, Ed, like it's gonna break through the, look, I don't know nerd language, but you know, sometimes there's a force field over a thing like in Star Wars, and they just keep taking shots at the force field and the force field gets weaker. Think of that,
right.
But it's inside your vagina and it's cum shots.
Yeah, I think the original point, the Luftwaffe.
Yeah. Yeah.
St. Paul's Cathedral.
Yeah.
Big Ben remained standing.
Yeah.
But a lot of buildings got hit. You can defend all you want, but
it's a good point. Yes.
Something's going through.
So eventually one gets through. Now, do all these guys have to take paternity tests?
That's the thing. And you know, if she's going to do that, you know what she's going to do? She's going to pick in order of the ones she wants it to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you're up to like 600 feet.
Because,
all right.
I think
with 3 years.
I think we did a thing where one guy was the jizz mopper. The jizz mopper was getting celebrated on Instagram, and I feel like the jizz mopper won't have to take a paternity test. Like he hasn't reached enough. He doesn't have enough. There's not enough financial incentive.
The soles of his feet probably are pregnant.
Disgusting. Okay. Yeah. What else, Ed?
A woman with a rare phobia of ketchup suffered a panic attack on site. She said it's like being held at gunpoint. So this is like if Xavier Bubadar showed up. Just seeing ketchup.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't.
I know people are like this. I think this is common with liking mayo. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but I get when people are like, oh, mayo grosses me out. It doesn't gross me out, but I know people who it does. My sister, you know, people. But being held at gunpoint is a different level of fear.
Yeah, it's a bit much. Like, look, I'm rodent phobic. You don't like snakes.
No.
So no. So her. But a snake, in theory, I mean, it's exceedingly rare, but a snake, in theory, could kill you. Like, if you encounter the wrong snake, you could die from it.
Like, ketchup, even if you really hate it, it's going to make you throw up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest ketchup fan. I will use it on a fry occasionally. I will admit, I don't like catching a whiff of it. It's got an odor to me that is unpleasant.
That's me with tequila.
Yeah.
I got sick when I was a kid. Yeah. When I was a kid, you know, drinking tequila made me feel sick. So just smelling like tequila shots where people were doing it, like it
to this day.
Out. But to this day. But like I can
be in a room with it.
You know, cower in fear like there's somebody's pointing a gun at me.
Yeah, she's being a little histrionic, you know. And look, she's playing it up. Like people like to play into these things for attention, you know? Like I once knew someone that claimed that they were allergic to bee stings, and they stepped on a bee one time at the beach, and they claimed they were having an allergic reaction when it was clear to me that they were not having an allergic reaction. They were having a panic attack, which is very scary. But then we were made to have the ambulance come, and the beaches where I live are very hilly. There's a lot of steps down to the beach, and it was a fucking busy. There were thousands of people on the beach that day, Ed. And they had to come down with the gurney, and I'm like, I don't think you're fine.
Is this person also allergic to tableware, or is this like
Yes, same person. Yes, that's exactly the one. Yes.
Not allergic to taking silverware.
Yeah, right. Same person. So, I know what this is like, you know, I know what it's like to live with this and then, you know, eventually not. So I'm sorry to her partner if he has one. What else, Ed?
A 67-year-old man died after he was wrongly fed Jell-O by hospital workers. Now, is this an out? Can you be allergic to Jell-O?
No, I think it was because he couldn't chew. But, like, you don't have to chew
Isn't
Jell-O.
Isn't that like the I've never had surgery, but I've been around post-op people, and that's like one of the first foods you can have.
Yeah, because it's, you don't have to, you, it's not much work. It just, you just swallow it, you know, like it just, and it's got sugar in it. So it gives you little, you know, sustenance, energy. Eddie Casson, 67, died in June 2023 after he was negligently being fed Jell-O by nurses. An elderly man with swallowing difficulties died at a hospital in England after he was wrongly fed Jell-O.
I mean, how much, if you have swallowing issues, how much Jell-O would like just plug up the hole?
It couldn't. Like, it melts, Ed. Like, it what?
Yeah, it's, I haven't had Jell-O since I was like 10, but I know exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
It's gelatinous. It's like, it's not a, not something that would clog up unless you force, like, just crammed a whole bunch in their mouth.
Yeah. There's a bar here in San Juan Capistrano. It's the same bar I went to when that girl made me take a hit of her vape thing. And I immediately went into a panic attack and I had to walk into a bar and drink three IPAs to get through it. That bar has Jell-O shots behind the bar. Yeah.
I would say in my early 20s, that's when I last had Jell-O.
Yeah. And they're kind of good. Like, you're like, oh, it's kind of refreshing. I'll have one of those with my beer. And before you know it, you're having one with every beer. And before you know it, you're shit faced. Like, there's a lot of booze in those shots. So, yeah. And look, and it doesn't take much effort. You just put it in and it goes right down. You know, I get this guy couldn't swallow, but I mean, look, was he long for this planet anyway, Ed?
Yeah. If Jell-O's going to be the death blow for you, really, a strong breeze was about to kill you.
Right. What's he going to get, a mama bird for the rest of his life to chew up his meals? Get the fuck out of here. Sorry, buddy. Like, you can't live on fucking formula. Sorry. What else, Ed?
Diddy's lawyer, who once defended Osama bin Laden after 9/11, quit the sex trafficking case. Under no circumstances can I continue. But he had to, like, I don't know with the judge coming back, but you have to ask the judge to be off the case.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's not looking good for the dids, right? It's the baby oil. It's so the drugging. High-profile attorney Anthony Rico. Oh, now he was playing first base for the Yankees last year, and now I'm told he can't get a job.
He was on the Cubs World Series team.
Yes, I mean, the guy could still, he could get you some home runs in a pinch hitting role. Yeah. Known for his role in the Bin Laden case, files to withdraw, but he's not going to tell us anything. One of rapper Sean Diddy Combs' top lawyers, Anthony Rico, who previously served as a defense case, Bin Laden, is respectfully but regrettably requested the court grant relief, which just means it's going to take longer for this guy to get tried, and he can't make bail. Right. Rico didn't provide in. It's become a real shit show. They're desperate not to go to trial, an anonymous attorney said. Look at the filings. They're throwing everything at the wall and praying something sticks. Oh, that's bad, Ed. That means it's got no case. Yeah. R.I.P. Diddy. Yeah,
that's a Weinstein situation.
Yeah, it is. It's over, buddy. It is over.
I don't know if we've talked about plane crashes because there's lots of them all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So the plane crash in Toronto, I think did it leave Minnesota?
I think so.
But
yeah.
The wing came off. I saw the video and I couldn't quite figure it. Like, the wing came, it rolled on the runway, like it immediately flipped upside down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Delta
bounced. Yeah.
Delta is offering $30,000 to the passengers who were aboard that flight that flipped over and crashed in Toronto. I am no lawyer.
Yeah.
But I would advise everyone to just say fuck off.
Well, hold. Yes, I agree with you. But I read a thing that said that it doesn't indemnify that, like, they're not making you sign anything that says you refuse to hold them accountable if you take the 30 grand. It's just.
So you can just still take 30 and then. And use that 30 to collect your thoughts and then sue them.
Yes.
For real money.
Yeah. But I wonder if then if it goes to trial, which it wouldn't because, of course, they'd settle. But if it goes to trial or if they when they go to settle, they'll go, oh, we're going to give you the settlement. We're going to give everybody else less $30,000. Like, I wonder, you know, what we need, Ed. I need a lawyer who suffers from genital herpes.
Who can't swallow Jell-O.
Who can't swallow. Who has swallowing difficulties. Who's also uses a CPAP to reach out to the show because we have some questions. Because I'm saying take the 30 grand and then file your lawsuit and then get part of the bigger settlement that's coming later, right? Because you're getting that. Apparently, they're trying to say that the pilots lack training or something, but I don't know.
It looked like, my untrained eye, it looked like a wing just came off.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked or landing gear or something, like it hit the...
It looked like it was landing. It was like a little rocky, but we've all been on planes where it's gust of wind and then you just land.
Yeah.
And this thing just did a barrel roll.
Yeah. And it's, look, every time a plane lands, Ed, and they slam on those brakes and they twist the things up, you're like, oh, it's not going to stop. Like why does it take so much braking? Like we're sliding off the end. We're going into a fucking river. Yes. Yeah.
It doesn't feel great.
Not ideal. Not that fun. Yeah.
There've been some connections to weird things where there's no power structure right now at the FAA and planes are just
falling out of the sky. Good way. Don't get on one
Even
for a while.
Vince Neil's plane crashed.
Very sad. It was very sad. Killed the pilot.
Everybody's like, Vince Neil was on, and everybody's like, cool. Even though we know people died in that crash.
Right. Now, how is Vince, like, I get Molly Crew's very successful, but like being rich and being, I got my own plane. That's two distinctly different levels.
And also from what I know from the stories of Molly Crew, you'd be surprised to think that they kept all that money they made.
No. Yeah.
Like invested well.
Yeah. No.
I feel like he was probably on the surreal life. That's the home for people who didn't do so well with their money.
Yeah, exactly. If you're
sharing a bunk bed with Emmanuel Lewis, you do well. Finally.
Yeah.
So Guy Pearce accused Kevin Spacey of targeting him on the set of L.A. Confidential in like 96 or 7,
great
something
movie.
Like that.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey gave a video response to Guy Pearce's accusations. He said, grow up. I'll grow up. Walk it off.
I think he intimated that they did have some relations, though. Kevin Spacey has responded to former co-star Guy Pearce's allegations that he targeted him on the set of their 1997 film L.A. Confidential, telling Pierce, you are not a victim. I mean, look, I love Guy Pearce. I love L.A. Confidential. I love Memento. Like, don't fuck with Memento. Like, he's great in that.
Sure.
He's been in some things, but I do know this, that he had some kind of beef with our queen, Kate Blanchett, who can do no wrong, in my opinion. Yeah, yeah. They don't like each other.
Oh, I love Blanchett.
Yeah, I love her. And now he's got some beef with Spacey, and Spacey's telling him he's not the victim, which is very funny. Spacey pushed back against the claim, saying, if I did something that upset you, you could have reached out to me. He also noted that a year after L.A. Confidential was filmed, Pierce had flown to Georgia, quote, just to spend time with me, end quote. I mean, did you tell the press that too, or does that not fit into the victim narrative you have going on, Spacey? Look, I'm here for the Spacey's third act, okay? I'm sorry to the victims. He's gropey.
He's gropey. He's a piece of shit.
Great actor.
Dude could act his dick off. Yeah. He was fucking great.
All the best actors are huge pieces of shit. Like, this is, it's part of it. That's how you get so good at this shit, is you have no soul of your own. You imitate other people. You interpret people's words in a psychotic way. That's why you're great. Okay, let's wrap it up there. Hold on. Let's play the song. It's on a different board. We're going to go over to this other board right here. And we just start. And here we go.
Oh, I watched Seven this past fall. Kevin Spacey in Seven? Come on.
They never show the head. That's an urban myth. You think they showed the head. They never showed the head.
No, oh, come on. What's in the box?
And then some arguments about that, too. Ed, for Ed Daily. My name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 564 of the Ball Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye. Yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast
getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting week. See you, buddy. What we do with Easy
Ed Daily and
Jay Stewart. Hold on. Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Okay, go ahead.